is he one of the most influential artists of 2025?
I think he's of the 2020s, of 2000s. And I think he's just so relevant. He hasn't stopped. There's always some new songs coming. So, yeah.
And I love it. He's one of my favorite artists. But is he...
You would have said Taylor Swift.
No, because she was of last year, 100%. She wouldn't be for this year. If you're looking just at the year, Ed Sheeran, yes, just dropped an amazing song. We played here on the beat. It's great. But has he influenced that many people? He did have a bunch of those court cases where he did win against people trying to sue for copyright infringement. I respect that. But is he the most? I don't know.
Let's move on to some icons here, which I really love. Finally, getting her flowers, because we all know what happened at the Academy Awards. Demi Moore is one of the most influential icons of 2025. And here I'm going to take this because I just feel for a woman who is in her 60s, who has reinvented herself, who has been, you know, just one of the leading women in Hollywood, and then kind of taking Hollywood by storm again and showing that you can keep on going as a woman who has aged out of an industry and keep on reinventing yourself. Mm-hmm. I believe she is a positive role model for women to encourage them to keep on being empowered.
Yeah, and she's been through many struggles in the past. Yep. And the fact that she's overcome those struggles and now is kind of like living her best era is amazing to see.
I think that's good.
Love that.
Let's touch on leaders. Donald Trump has made the list once again. What was that?
What was that?
I have no idea what happened, but let's just say that was a sign. Let's just say that was a sign.
Was that? Oh, was that you? I thought I did. It was Claudia's mouth. I thought something broke.
So
I genuinely didn't know.
Oh my goodness! So
something did break.
But he is the most influential because it's not for good or bad. But the truth is, every leader in the world is reacting to him, which means every person in the world is being influenced by him for good or bad.
So in that, in the same category, Elon Musk is there as well as being one of the most influential leaders. And I am going to take it down to perhaps, let's go look at something like Titans. We have Serena Williams and Blake Lively as a Titan. Okay, this is where I'm like, okay, so in this category is Serena Williams, Simone Biles, Lauren Michaels from SNL, Blake Lively, Ed Bastien, and Doug McMillon.
I don't know who that is, Doug McMillon.
And Ted Sarandos. Oh, Ted Sarandos is from Netflix. He basically is the CEO of Netflix. So, yeah, he's a titan. I mean, streaming services is the reason why we are all streaming everything is because of him.
I'll give a shout out to a Montrealer because you just said that, okay? Because I don't know most of those names you just said, if I'm being honest. But there's somebody that works at Netflix that's from Montreal.
Yep. I know who you're going to talk about.
And he was running, helping to run and coordinate everything for Just for Laughs.
Yep.
And he was poached by Netflix to go run the comedy division.
Oh, fun.
And ever since you saw it take off, and I'm blanking on his name right now.
He's got glasses. I know who you're talking about.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
From Montreal. He's a very nice guy.
Don't look at me. I have no clue who you're talking
about. His wife's name is Lauren Povitz. I know from high school days. But it's cool to see Montrealers doing so much good around the world. Because you see this list, and I mean, I know they're influential. I know that. But it's still disconnected, like hearing this time list of 100 most influential people of the year, because it's like...
Robbie. There you go.
It's unobtainable. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes, Ed Sheeran influences so much, but like, I'm not going to be that guy. But when you see somebody local doing such good...
Having like, such success in a positive way. And in a positive way.
It's inspiring. Can we hear that Trump sound one more time?
Oh my God.
It sounded like a car driving down the street dropping the bass.
Right?
I thought there was a technical glitch.
Yeah,
it really
too.
Did. All right.
Technical glitches all morning long here on the Beat Breakfast Club, but we are, that's what we want. We're real. We are here to hang out with you. The last time you're going to hear us talking today at 8 o'clock, you're not going to want to miss what we have to say because it's a huge announcement.
Let's just say you're going to want your Easter weekend to go by faster. Oh.
Okay.
Was that?
That's a good
that's okay,
hit.
Right?
You didn't give anything
perfect.
Away. Here's Jamie Fine, if anything's left. Good morning.
We met in December. I knew it by June. I'd want this forever. I'll never surrender. It's got to be you. I've spent a lifetime hiding the truth. That even the darkest days and the bad times are better than twos. Yeah, cause you don't want me to change, and I'm feeling like I'm safe for us.
There, it's the Beat Breakfast Club celebrating your Good Friday, long weekend, Easter Sunday, Easter Monday.
Whose idea was it to bring in chocolates into the studio today?
But we know to ourselves is never to bring it in again.
Yeah. Never,
never bring it in again.
Until next year. And I'm looking forward to it.
So how much chocolate do we have in studio? Well, thanks for asking, because it's actually something that you, my friend, you're going to have to answer.
That's right.
So in a few minutes, you're going to want to go on all of our social medias, okay? Yep. Claudia Marquez, Natasha Gargiulo, Lee Habercorn, Kim Kieran. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see a little video of a giant vase that we filled with
mini eggs.
Chocolates.
I will.
They're so good.
I do want to say that there was a lot more in there, but then Claudia started eating them, so we had to deduct. We kept on adding because we're like, okay.
Yep.
There was
we had to rearrange our numbers.
There's currently three.
there
so
you go.
Here's the thing. We wanted to just do a fun little thing for you, and you're going to be able to guess how many Easter eggs are in this vase, and we pulled some strings.
We did.
We called in the Easter Bunny for you, and we got a pretty sweet prize.
Yes, tickets to go see Sarah McLachlan. She's amazing.
I love Sarah McLachlan is my favorite Canadian artist. I've listened to all of her music when I was growing up. She took me through my university days. I loved her in Lilith Fair. I Will Remember You. She's just such an incredible songwriter, and this is an amazing show. If you get these tickets, you will not be sorry.
Isn't it ironic?
No, oh, that's Alanis Morissette. Oh my goodness. Oh, Lord.
Lee.
Can someone take me out of this circus here? Come on.
So, what's
this? Oh, yeah. Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, now that you said that.
But she's Canadian, so there you go.
Okay, the cool thing is that every day next week, Tuesday, because we're off on Monday, you're also going to be winning these tickets to Sarah McLachlan during Can't Beat Lee at 7:40. So that's why we had the extra pair. And so you're going to be able to go on our social media, try to guess how many Easter eggs are in there, and you can comment there. But you could also text 92925.
With your guess here.
With your guesses. Yeah. Take new guesses. And then, to the people that do guess it right on Monday, on Easter Monday, we're actually going to pick a winner.
Yes, we
just
will.
To celebrate you. So
okay.
Send those texts all
Weekend long.
Hey, Kim. Any Easter magic happening on the roads?
Oh, yeah. The roads look fantastic. No major delays from Laval or the West Island. Even the Met West is smooth sailing. Good news, Illatorte should be seeing an extra lane in a couple of weeks, giving us two lanes in each direction. A busy spot this morning, La Fontaine Tunnel outbound. So the details and a quick sweep of the South Shore is coming up next. With buy one, get one free at Deluxe Paints, do more and do it for less. But hurry, offer ends May 5th. Visit your local Deluxe store today. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous' Time to Switch event.
Talk about an electrifying performance from the Hyundai Ioniq 5, part of Canada's most awarded fully electric vehicle lineup and the star of the electric forward line. And during the Hyundai Race to the Cup sales event, finance an Ioniq 5 at 0%. Plus, get a $7,000 bonus and up to $4,000 in government rebates for up to $11,000 in savings on all 2024 Ioniq 5 models. Wow, those numbers are hard to beat.
Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com for details.
Your turn to play.
Okay, first clue. It's a family restaurant chain from Quebec.
Donald Donut.
No, that's American. It's Benny and Company. Next clue. It's something with layers with a crispy chicken patty.
Oh, a fried chicken burger.
Almost. It has a hot sauce from another local company. Not too spicy, just the right kick.
Got it. The new Buffalo Fried Chicken Burger from Benny and Company in collaboration with Fire Barnes?
Yes, that's it.
Woohoo!
Now available at all Benny & Company restaurants for a limited time.
Spring is awakening, and so is our gift card sale. Subscribe to Scandinav Spa's newsletter by April 21st and be the first to discover our exclusive offer. Mark your calendar and get ready to slow down. Your rendezvous with wellness is just around the corner. Ride Alexis Laval. Treat yourself to an exceptional spring and lease the all-new 2025 NX250 at a rate as low as 0.9% for up to 48 months. Plus, receive a $1,000 delivery credit. Lexus Laval.
Ride with us. Ride at Dilawri.
This long weekend, find amazing offers for your home and patio at The Brick. For 4 days only, shop incredible deals in every department. Like save up to 40% off on select mattresses or up to $700 off genuine leather sofas. Plus, until April 30th, take up to 60% off Canadian-made sofas or save up to $1,000 off a 4K smart TV. Some exclusions apply. Visit TheBrick.com for details. The Brick, proudly Canadian since 1971.
And you will see
Ménagement La Capitale.
Backing up is easy as can be.
Ménagement La Capitale.
Stereos,
your channel,
we move your house,
our company,
some storage space
to suit your needs,
and wardrobe boxes are yours for free.
Ménagement La Capitale. Ménagement.
Ménagement La Capitale.
Clutter and junk have got you cornered.
Every time you turn around, there's more than there was before.
You barely have room to move.
You're so crowded, it's hard to breathe.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
We make junk disappear.
All you have to do is point. Now you breathe fresh air. Freedom.
Now you've got the breath to sing.
Now you've got the space to entertain.
Now you've got a big home.
A happy home.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Save big on designer glasses now at Gratian Scaff. Until April 27th, save $150 on a complete pair with lenses made here in Montreal and designer frames. Chantal Gravel Optician. Bring your prescription or book your eye exam on gratian-scaff.com.
Welcome to Quebec's number one destination for vehicle lease transfers, leasebusters.com. Whether you're looking to bust your current lease or find your next vehicle on your own terms, visit leasebusters.com.
Hurry, hurry! There's only 1 week left to experience the magic of Easter at Place Versailles. Until April 19th, visit the animals at the farm and on Saturday only, have your face painted and get a glitter tattoo from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. Don't miss out on this unforgettable family fun. Visit us today! Place Versailles, corner Sherbrooke Street and the Lafontaine Tunnel, where the metro stops at the door. Exit Radisson.
What's my best of summer? It's Sunday morning. Stretch out in the sun on my lounge chair with a big iced coffee. Ah, and I get busy doing absolutely nothing at all.
Enjoy the best of summer with the largest selection of stylish and high-quality outdoor furniture in Quebec. And for a limited time, save the equivalent of both taxes on selected furniture. Only at Club Piscine.
Talk about an electrifying performance from the Hyundai Ioniq 5, part of Canada's most awarded fully electric vehicle lineup and the star of the electric forward line. And during the Hyundai Race to the Cup sales event, finance an Ioniq 5 at 0%. Plus, get a $7,000 bonus and up to $4,000 in government rebates for up to $11,000 in savings on all 2024 Ioniq 5 models. Wow, those numbers are hard to beat.
Conditions apply. Visit HyundaiCanada.com for details.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous' Time to Switch event.
Hey, I think Claudia, we had a little something you wanted to tell us.
I do, but I thought you were going to say, Claudia, hey, what do you want to say?
Claudia, I did.
It took you a while there. I was waiting for it. Hey. Did you know that 55% of the population would refuse to do this even if you paid them millions?
They would refuse to do this?
Yeah.
55% of the population would refuse to do this even if you paid them.
Stay with their spouse.
Oh, no.
Why would you say that?
A lot of people get get divorced.
I'm going to think like it's the space voyage thing that we just talked about.
Ooh.
You know?
Maybe.
I hope so.
But feel free to take a guess at 92925 as Natasha didn't just give it away.
Somebody was on their phone and not paying attention to talking before we went on
but
air.
Feel free to guess.
Montreal traffic for Nissan Gabriel St. Constant. It's okay. It's a long
week. Was that it?
Yeah.
I think so. That's literally what we're talking about next.
Go back to Instagram. Go
I'm
back to Instagram.
52%. There you go.
There you go. For a limited 52%. Time, only $99 for a tire change, balancing and storage, oil change and multi-point inspection. Nissan Gabriel, stcalstown.com. Kim, what's up?
Well, heads up. There will be no rush hour configuration on the Victoria Bridge today. It'll be one lane in each direction all weekend long. All of the bridges coming in from the South Shore moving along nicely this morning. No delays for the Lafontaine Tunnel inbound either. Outbound, the tunnel bunches up in the approach. Get 20,000 points at Pharmaprix when you open your PC Optimum app, shop, scan, and earn. That's a $20 value on now, conditions in app. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
To all of Montreal for the show that we are presenting you today. guys. It is off the rails.
It is, it's but not, our boss isn't listening.
It's not off the charts. It's off the rails.
It is.
It's fantastic. I'm loving this organized chaos. This is great.
There is zero organization to this chaos. But listen, it's fun. It's a long weekend for us, too. We're going into it. We're looking forward to it, just like you are. And that's the beauty of doing this and hanging out with you every single morning, is that we're just like you.
The truth is, we don't want to work today either. We don't want to work today either.
So we're winging it, folks. And that's why Natasha did not know what I was about to talk about, because she just wasn't listening. But you were right, though, okay? My question to you is, would you go to space if you could afford it? Okay, the reason why I'm asking this is because Katy Perry just went to space for 11 minutes. That travel to space is $1.2 million. It's very expensive. 55% of us, Natasha, do say that they would say no to going to space even if they could afford it.
Yeah, money, not an option. Let's take money off the table.
Like, you know, $1.2 million is the equivalent of, like, I don't know, like $120 for you, okay? So would you go to space? No. 55% say no. I'm part of that 55%. I even went as far as saying that you couldn't pay me enough to go to space, because I feel like so many things can go wrong. It scares me.
Yeah. Yeah. Going into space scares me as well, because it's the unknown and I wouldn't know what to do there. And especially that voyage that they did where there were no pilots with them. They were on their own.
Did you just say, I wouldn't know what to do there?
My Instagram is not connecting.
No, but think of the content. Think of the content that I would do up there.
Oh, yeah. I would be out of this world for sure.
No, you know what? I have a lot of respect for astronauts and the space industry and the amount of, my God, the research that goes into it every day. And I kind of feel that that whole voyage kind of just took away a lot of serious work that's been done, and to call themselves astronauts, which they are not.
No.
And I'm going to say they are not astronauts. Do not believe the hype. They are not.
No.
The fact that they didn't even wear astronaut outfits or they didn't even train for this.
This
they
was a
not.
Marketing stunt.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Astronaut outfits? It's called a spacesuit.
Spacesuits, exactly. You know
that's
what I'm saying.
That's how much she knows about it. That's why she doesn't know what she would be doing.
No, I'm not. Don't do that. No,
you know what?
My daughter is very much into astronomy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we went to NASA and we went to Florida and we did the whole, if you've never done that, space car. Oh, my goodness.
Canaveral.
It's incredible. And I just feel that this whole space voyage kind of just took away from the importance of what they are really doing.
Exactly.
And, you know, to encourage females to go into STEM and to pursue a career and become astronauts, that is not what that voyage did.
No, for sure not.
Not at all.
No, you have to look at women like Julie Payette if that's something that you really want to do. But it raised the question, like, is there something that you would never do, no matter the amount of money that someone would pay? You know the expression, you can never pay me enough to... Like, you could never, like, fill in the blank.
That's good.
You could never pay me enough to...
Like, for you, it's go to space. Totally get that.
Oh, go to space,
I would pay you almost everything to go to space. So it's, like, the opposite for me. But right away, it's, like, confined spaces or, like, a cave if I think there's animals in there. Like, or...
So you know those challenges where they actually bury you? They bury you under the earth?
No.
For 24 hours? Could you ever?
You know how claustrophobic I get? You know when people play those bubble soccer games where you're wearing a giant inflatable ball around you?
Oh my gosh, I've been wanting to play that for so long.
I had a panic attack last time I put that on.
Speaking of panic attacks, I think you guys did this at Halloween. I am a scaredy cat. You could never pay me enough money to sleep in a haunted house the way you guys did.
Really?
I would never have done that.
That was so much fun though.
Oh, no. I'm so creeped out with stuff like that. I can't. And my anxiety would get the best of me and I think I would actually kill myself. It's so, because I would my thoughts would just get the best of me.
Okay, so you would never spend 24 hours in a haunted house.
No.
They could never pay you enough money to do that.
Thankfully, that wasn't haunted. It was just a pay by the hour motel. that's the reason you never see the people again.
Or, you know, put your hand in a glass jar. They do that often in
like
Survivor.
Creepy crawlers.
And creepy crawlers around you? No.
I don't mind that so much. I've always wanted to do the Amazing Race Canada, but I have to be paired with somebody that can eat the gross stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm a daredevil, so I could do the skydiving. I could do the height thing, even though it's scary. I could do the creepy crawling thing. Like but the eating, like, for example, at one point they were eating like some type of cheese that has worms, like little worms in it. That I could never do.
Disgusting. So what's that thing that you would never do no matter the amount of money on the table? We would love to hear from you. Anything in the world. What could somebody not pay you to do? Here's JT, Selfish. It's the Beat Breakfast Club. Happy Good Friday.
They saw what I saw. They were far the way I felt, but they don't know what you want. And baby, I would never tell. If they knew what I know, they would never let you go. So guess what? I ain't never letting you go. Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it. When you're out looking like you do, but you can't hide it. No. Put you in a frame. Oh, baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. Making me insane. You cannot be explained. Ooh, you must be an angel. Every time the phone rings, I hope that it's you on the other side. I wanna tell you everything, everything that's on my mind. And I don't want any other guys taking my place, girl. I got too much pride. I know I may be wrong, but I don't wanna be right. Cause your lips were made for mine, and my heart would go flatline if it wasn't beating for you all the time. So if I get jealous, I can't help it. I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish. It's bad for my mental, but I can't fight it. When you're out looking like you do, but you can't hide it. No. Put you in a frame. Oh, baby, who could blame you? Glad your mama made you. So if I get jealous,
hey, it's the Beat Breakfast Club. Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee. And just after 8 o'clock, a major announcement that you can't miss. This is the place to hear it.
Yes, because you're going to want your weekend, your long weekend, to be a shorter one.
Yeah, you're going to love hearing this. You've always loved hearing this, but you're going to want to hear it just after 8 o'clock, okay? So what's that one thing? We all have it, that no matter how much somebody would be willing to pay you, you would just never do. Mm-hmm. So all inspired by Claudia and Natasha, having zero interest in going to space.
No.
I've been trying to board them board a spaceship. I've been trying to send them. No. It just hasn't worked at all.
Well, maybe the simulator in Laval. They have
done that. Sure.
Yeah, that I would do. Yeah. But to go in real space, never.
I mean,
never.
But I do want to see the view. I'm not going to deny it. I would love to see that view of Earth.
Yeah.
But just going up there is really traumatizing. And also coming back down. Do you see how you land in a parachute? It's like, where are we landing, people? That's scary.
Yeah, it is scary. It's the unknown. It's the unknown. But some people don't want to be paid to go back to the known, which is, this is a funny text from a Montrealer, date any of my ex-boyfriends.
You know what?
If I wasn't with Jason and you would pay me money, like I don't think you would even have to pay me money because my ex-boyfriends are such nice people. It didn't work out, but we never left off for bad reason.
I like
how
you had to start with, if I wasn't with Jason, because your daughter's sitting next to you right now. And you're like, if I wasn't with my husband, but
I'm married.
I know.
But if I wasn't married,
you would go back there, really. There's a reason why it didn't work out.
If you offered me money, no brainer. They're such nice guys.
I always think when everyone talks about their exes and stuff, I think of that movie with Demi Moore, Indecent Proposal. And
Would
I ever sleep with somebody for an enormous amount of money?
And would you?
No.
No?
No, I wouldn't, because I think the damage it would do to my relationship afterwards.
Oh, if you were married, because I was going to say, because you're...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm single.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was wondering, why not?
How much money are we talking about here?
What's indecent about that? Yeah.
So I love this text because it's so true. If you think space is bad, what about going in a submarine?
No. Remember what happened to those people who went? No.
A bunch of them, but a little fun fact for you. More people have been to space than have been to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How crazy is that?
Yeah,
of the Marianas Trench, 13 people have actually made it to the bottom.
They have?
The lowest point, including James Cameron.
That's right.
For the Titanic.
That's right.
Yeah. So he's done like a bunch of expeditions ever since. Like 500 people have been to space.
So the ocean is very scary. It's very dark down there.
Yeah. Yep. It is.
And there's different layers, and then it gets hot, and then it gets cold, and then apparently under where you think is the bottom, there's like another bottom. It's like, you know, the Earth is made of like so many layers, and we've only explored like really one layer.
I think we've only explored like 15% of the ocean.
Yeah.
I think there's 85% of the ocean that we still have not discovered.
There's creatures in there.
Oh, there's mermaids.
Yeah.
Merman! And there's just so many things that we absolutely refuse to do, no matter the money involved. Skydiving seems to be the most popular one. Because it's that fear of not having control, seeing your messages coming in.
Steve, let me tell you something about skydiving. Yep. It was one of the best experiences of my life. There is such an adrenaline from it. So if you're afraid of heights, because you're so high up in the sky, you don't have any reference in terms of where the ground is. So there's no bottom. So you don't have that fear of heights when you're up there.
Right.
It's fantastic. And then you start going down and all you want to do is go back up again.
Now
it's
imagine
great.
That, but 17 times higher being in space.
It's not the same thing. I'm going up in an airplane, not in a shuttle.
All right.
I think if you're afraid of heights, then obviously don't do it. But totally. If you're not afraid of heights, then I think it would be a really cool experience.
Yeah.
Very cool. Staying overnight at a graveyard.
Nope. It's close to
midnight.
No.
It's not a music video. This is real life. Thank you for your messages, because it's like we're living these moments. We all have those fears. And I know it sucks, but it's like if you talk about it, makes it a little less scary, maybe. I don't know. Kim, we're all scared of traffic. Save me on this one.
Do not be afraid today.
And give me some chocolate, please.
Over there.
Thank you.
The roads look great. No major delays from Laval, the South Shore, or the West Island this morning. Even the Met West is smooth sailing. One busy spot is at 25 South. It bunches up in the approach to the LaFontaine Tunnel outbound. And heads up, no rush hour configuration on the Victoria Bridge today. It's one lane in each direction all weekend long. Discover the Chevrolet Equinox EV, Quebec's best-selling electric vehicle in 2024 and Canada's most affordable with a range of more than 500 kilometers. I'm Kim Kieran on the V 92.5.
This one is a banger in my minivan almost every single day. Going up to Scarlett, Max, and Benji. It's the Spice Girls. Say you'll be there. It's the Beach Breakfast Club. Good morning. Happy Good Friday. We appreciate you. Love me some 90s music. Girls, the Beat Breakfast Club. Happy Good Friday. Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee.
It's because when we're not wearing our headphones, and you are,
I sound better with the headphones.
Very
on.
Loud.
I am really loud.
Wow, that hurt my right ear.
Listen, I'm good at a bunch of things. Singing is not one of them.
Nope.
But random trivia is. Hey,
nope. What? You can't be good at everything.
Nope. No, I know. Listen, right? I got the random trivia. And
I'm not one of those parents who encourage my daughter to do things if she doesn't do it well. I'm like, nope, you're just not good at that.
Well, you're also not my mom, so that's okay.
Thank goodness. No, I'm joking. You're a sweet guy.
Yeah, you're on Fuego Fuego this morning, and that's exactly what we're giving away. If you can beat Lee, you could be heading to this festival happening at the Olympic Park on May 24th and 25th. So on Saturday, Nicki Jam is going to be there. Nicki Jam and Peso Pluma on Sunday. Nicki Yam.
¿Cuál es tu nombre?
Nicki Yam.
Okay.
Text your name. That confused me so much. Text your name to 92925 to play next. Good luck.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez Vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez Vous' Time to Switch event.
It's the Mega Sale at Maxi. Take advantage of thousands of price drops, including boneless, skinless chicken breast at $3.98 a pound, limit of four, green or red grapes at $1.44 a pound, and Oasis juice at 99 cents. More deals in Flyer and in Maxi stores.
Spring, at last! And for Easter weekend, Trevi is offering a $750 gift card with a purchase of a selected above-ground pool. Even our new all-black Omega with its thermosolar aluminum wall. A $3,000 gift card with a purchase of an in-ground pool. Even on our new Futura, the only in-ground pool structure that requires no excavation. A $1,000 gift card with a purchase of a spa. Even on the new generation Black Spa made here in Quebec. A colorful Easter weekend with barbecue and in-store swimming on Friday, Saturday, and Easter Monday.
Attention! It's time to take advantage of the best offers at Spinelli Volkswagen Lachine. Until April 19th only, lease your Volkswagen for 51 months with no security deposit and enjoy a favorable residual value that lowers your monthly payments. And that's not all. Get a $1,000 Autobahn cash bonus on the Jetta GLI 2025, Golf GTI 2024, and Golf R 2024. Stackable with existing offers. Spinelli Volkswagen Lachine, the address of choice for all automotive services.
From April 10th to 20th at Chico, get a free Royal Canin can of cat food with the purchase of a selected can. And spring is the perfect time to protect your dog with 10% off Canine Advantix 2 flea and tick treatments. Chico, the favorite local boutique of all our local pets.
If a good time sounds like, or golden hour tastes like, and getting back to yourself feels like, you've got a sense of New Brunswick.
Change is a constant in life, but certain things are worth holding on to. Like the armchair you fell for. This one is a must keep. Until April 21st, save 15% on all regularly priced furniture and accessories in store and at must.ca. Find your must keeps.
Stuart, can you make your bed, please?
On it, Mom.
Whoa, he's exactly like his father.
BMR. Built for pros.
Hey, hun, wanna
build a new multi-level wood deck? Yeah, great idea.
Watch a movie?
BMR. Built for pros.
From April 22nd to the 26th, don't miss the Lexus 5-day event. Take advantage of exclusive offers like lease rates as low as 0.9% for up to 48 months, including a 2% rate reduction during the event. Discover the 2025 Lexus NX250 AWD signature package starting at $528 per month with a $6,500 down payment and a 0.9% lease rate for 24 months. Plus, receive a $1,000 delivery credit starting from $54,442. Enjoy the luxury of a Lexus SUV.
Spinelli Lexus, the address of choice for all automotive services.
Surround yourself in color. Save 20% on Benjamin Moore Aura, Regal Select, and Ben Interior Paints from April 16th through the 29th. Take advantage of this offer at your local Benjamin Moore store, a Canadian-owned retailer. Details in store.
If today I got back to doing Sunday brunch with my sister, it's because a month ago, I got back to taking long walks with my dog. And before that, I got back to working out again. And all this because before that, I got back on track by talking about my debt problems with Raymond Chabot.
If you need help getting out of debt, contact us today. Because at Raymond Chabot, we're there to help you get back on track. Raymond Chabot, licensed insolvency trustees.
Did you know there are a ton of tax credits you may be eligible for? Learning which ones are for you couldn't be easier. Go to fairforall.ca to find all the available credits. Whether you're a parent, senior, caretaker, student, or self-employed worker, you'll be able to easily see which tax credits apply to you. Be sure to take full advantage of them. Visit us at fairforall.ca. A message from Revenu Quebec.
Socks with sandals. A mullet. A face tattoo. It's time to make better decisions. During Nissan's Decide and Drive event, lease a Pathfinder or select Rogue models and choose from one of three great offers. A Nissan bonus up to $1,500. An accessory credit up to $1,500. Or 3 years of prepaid maintenance. Visit your Nissan dealer and make every decision a winner. Until April 30th, on approved credit, conditions apply. Details at Nissan.
Martin's the kind of guy who appreciates the finer things in life.
He's the one who's always asking for extra gravy at the restaurant, who's always putting butter on top and mixed into his popcorn, even if it would be nice to have the extras once in a while without paying extra. But during the More for Less event at Germaine-la-Rivière, the more he buys, the more he saves. And because that goes for all departments, Martin has found enchantment. And so have we. Germaine-la-Rivière. Enchanté. Visit us in-store or online. Spring is awakening, and so is our gift card sale. Subscribe to Scandinav Spa's newsletter by April 21st to be the first to hear about our exclusive offer. A moment of opportunity awaits.
Okay, it's almost time to play Can't Beat Lee. And before we take a look at how good or bad your drive-in is doing, listen, we just put a little Instagram post up on our personal social medias, on Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and my Instagrams. Go check it out. If you could guess how many Easter eggs are in the vase, you could text your guest to 92925 and win. Ooh, man. How amazing is this? Tickets to
Sarah McLachlan.
But we encourage you to write the amount in the comments on our Instagram.
But yes, we're choosing the winner from the text line here. That's where you're going to be able to do it. All right. So let's do this. Kim, how are the roads?
Oh, busy spot is the 25 South, bunching up in the approach to the La Fontaine Tunnel outbound. Other than that, the roads look great. No major delays from Laval, South Shore, or the West Island. Even the Met is smooth sailing. Discover the Chevrolet Equinox EV, Quebec's best-selling traffic vehicle in 2024 and Canada's most affordable, with a range of more than 500 kilometers. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
You know you're pretty smart,
but he's positive you can't beat Lee.
Oh, Annabelle, will you be able to beat Lee this morning?
Oh, definitely.
Oh.
OMG.
Why do you think so? Have you been practicing at home?
In the car. I lost on the cat nap to milk, so it's my, like, revenge day.
Okay. How many chocolate eggs have you had so far? Because Lee had about 357.
The whole bag.
I didn't even have coffee.
Oh.
Wow. Well, you are screwed.
All right.
Hey, good luck.
Bye, Lee.
Bye.
Okay, up for grabs, by the way, are Fuego tickets to go see, well, their festival actually happening at the Olympic Park May 24th and 25th.
Amazing.
All right. Let's do this. Claudia, can you do it?
Oh, I think I can do it. I'm going to try my best. I've had a lot of chocolate eggs as well this morning. I'll be very honest. Okay, so 30 seconds on the clock, 6 questions. They progressively get harder. You could choose to pass, but we're not going to be going back to them, okay?
Okay.
Here we go, Annabelle. I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse is a line from what movie?
Oh, good job.
What bird lays the biggest eggs?
Ostrich.
Including Jesus, how many people were at the Last Supper?
13.
True or false? Tulips keep growing after they've been cut.
Oh, true.
What country eats the most chocolate?
Switzerland?
Leporophobia is the fear of what? Leporophobia.
Leporophobia.
Oh, hey, Annabelle. Wow.
Well done.
I'm very impressed.
Yes. Lee.
That was really good.
She was great.
Hi, Lee.
Hello.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
It sounded like she wasn't thinking sometimes when she was going through it, and she was like just answering the questions effortlessly. Just effortlessly. Just letting you know.
And we're not trying to mess with you. We're actually being
honest.
Yes,
you are. Because every day, no matter what. Okay.
She's very good.
Okay.
Are you ready? I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse is a line from what movie?
Godfather?
What bird lays the biggest eggs?
Ostrich.
Including Jesus, how many people were at the Last Supper?
13.
True or false? Tulips keep growing after they've been cut.
I think that's true.
What country eats the most chocolate?
Switzerland.
Leporophobia is the fear of what? Oh.
Oh, wow.
Easter bunnies?
Well, it's after the buzzer.
No, it's okay. We can allow it.
No, we're not allowing that. No, you're after the buzzer.
It's after the buzzer.
Okay, so listen.
Related,
so both of like, you got five right. Both of you got five.
Good job.
Both of you got five
So it's the same five. There's no way she got that last one.
It's the same five.
The same five.
Good job.
Good job.
Very good.
She didn't even have her first cup of coffee. Look at that.
Imagine if I would have had more chocolate.
Yeah. By the way,
I had coffee.
Leporophobia is the fear of rabbits.
Yes, I.
Easter bunny.
I had no idea. Like, I was just taking an Easter guess.
Hey, Annabelle.
Yeah.
Because you tied with Lee, you actually get the ticket.
Yay!
Good job. What a way to kick off your long weekend.
Amazing. I love it.
Good job.
But
that's fantastic.
Because, yes, you get the tickets, which is great, but you tied me. Technically, you didn't beat me, so you still have to say it.
I won the tickets. But I couldn't beat Lee.
And that's okay.
Great job. Congratulations.
You know who else can't beat Lee? Lee. You'll never be able to beat Lee.
I mean...
Right?
That one hurts.
Too much chocolate.
I don't know what's going on there. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Good job.
Awesome. Congrats. Awesome job. So three things you need to know coming up in just a few minutes, including what is closed and open this weekend? Mm. Does anybody actually ever really know? No, but we'll tell you. Here's Meant to Be on the Beat. Good morning.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you ride here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie, 'cause I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of, boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl, don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, ride with me. See where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be. So come on, ride with me, ride. So come on, ride with me, baby, if it's meant to be. Maybe we do, maybe we don't,
maybe we will, maybe we won't. But if it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Sing it, baby.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be.
Let's go.
So won't you ride with me, ride.
All right, listen, we have a big announcement coming up at like 8:10. You're not going to want to miss it. This is huge. It is the thing that people are going to be talking about. You've been looking forward to it, and you don't even know it yet. It's the end of the show, and it is the best way to start a long weekend with this news.
I'm so excited.
Oh, my goodness. Can we take the chocolate away from Claudia?
getting excited.
The Beat Breakfast Club has
three things you need to know.
All right, Montreal, if you are waking up this morning, did you have a chance to tune in to the English debate last night? Okay, well, if you didn't, here's what you need to know was on the minds of many of the candidates, of the party leaders that met for the English language debate. Affordability and Canadian security topped the minds during the leaders' debate. They also spoke a lot about Trump and tariffs, of course. So who will you be voting for? The most important thing is you need to vote, and the ballots and the stations are open today. So if you do have some time and you are off of work, maybe today is a great day to go and cast your vote, because our country depends on it.
Yes, I have a question to ask you. I did not watch the debate last night.
Yeah.
Was there bickering?
Well, of course there was bickering here. There's a reason why there was bickering, right? You have Mark Carney, who is representing and has the position as the Prime Minister of Canada right now. So all three of them are going to go at him, right? They're going to kind of gang up on him because he's the Prime Minister, and obviously he's replacing the mess that is Canada right now. So obviously they're going after him, which is kind of a little bit unfair, I find.
It is.
Because he didn't do that job, right? So he's kind of got to represent what happened. And that's where I feel it's unfair. And he kept on saying that yesterday. He's like, but I'm not Justin Trudeau, and that was not me.
And
so
I didn't have any time yet to show what
and
I can
like,
do.
He's like, so I'm Mark Carney, and going forward, this is what I want to do.
But can you imagine being Justin Trudeau watching the debate, and like that's the argument? Be like, well, I'm not Justin Trudeau.
Yeah,
like, poor Justin Trudeau sitting there like, everybody hates me.
But I do have to say, Yves Blanchet, he was, I mean, listen, I know he realizes that he doesn't stand a chance, but he was constantly reminding people whenever he had an opportunity to speak that his priority is Quebec.
Quebec, yeah.
And there's something very admirable about that, because priority is Quebec at all times for him. And I mean, I have to just say,
Singh is all about
the people. It's always all about the people. So it was very interesting watching last night's debate, because it made people think, okay, I need to really cast my vote, and I need to cast the right one.
All
right.
Yes. And do it. Vote. It's crucial to vote, especially this time around. Okay, so I am loving this, guys. The Montreal Children's Hospital is working on a pilot project in order to reduce anxiety when it comes to needles. So we know that, you know, most kids that go to the children's, it's usually because they have treatments, and sometimes going back makes them nervous, and there's a lot of fear involving getting treated with needles. And so now they're going to be using virtual reality in order to lower that anxiety. So basically, they're going to be doing it to distract young patients during medical procedures. And I think that should be available for all of us.
All of us. Because we all have anxiety.
Exactly. Fear of needles.
Okay. It's that time of year where you're going to hit to the Google and be like, what's open today? Can I go shopping? Can I go to the grocery store? So here's a somewhat comprehensive list of what you can and can't do over the next few days. Okay.
Is the SAQ open all weekend long?
SAQ, SQDC, some locations close Monday and Sunday. Yes, for show on Sunday, because that's the big thing.
It's the holy day on Sunday.
Exactly. So on Sunday, grocery stores, banks, credit unions, retail stores, malls, SAQ, like that's all closed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then otherwise, it's like government things that are closed today and Monday. But what you can do the entire time is the Biodome, Planetarium, you know, all the eco centers, like there's still
the
things you can actually do, which is really nice.
I wonder if ISOD is open on Easter Sunday, because they open on...
It is. And they're having an Easter egg hunt and everything.
Oh, that's fun.
Kim should know, because she was doing a remote
last week.
That's a... The Easter egg hunt.
I'd just be
bouncing all over the place.
They use stickers.
I'm like, imagine the eggs get caught in between the little cushiony jumping things.
Jumping people in the head. That's just like a disaster all over it. By the way, that's the best kept secret. I shouldn't say it. Should I say it? I shouldn't.
Well, say it now.
It's open on New Year's Day. And nobody knows
and nobody's
that.
And I go there.
And it's just me and my family there.
Oh, my goodness. That's fun.
On New Year's Day. So good.
All right. Now everyone's going on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
How about an easy $1,000 to head into your long weekend? How does that sound? We are inching closer, about 1 minute away from that. First, let's take a look at how the roads are doing.
Oh, the roads are doing fantastic. And good news, Illich Horse should be seeing that extra lane in a couple of weeks, giving us two lanes in each direction. A busy spot, really, is a 25 South that bunches up in the approach to the LaFontaine Tunnel outbound. Get 20,000 points at Farmer Free when you open your BC Optimum app. Shop, scan, and earn. That's a $20 value on now, conditions in app. I'm Kim Kieran. Montreal traffic.
Ah, we have the sunshine this morning. It's absolutely beautiful, although it is kind of cool. And we do have a chance of rain this afternoon with a high of 15. Tomorrow, rain, risk of a thunder shower with a high of 17. But taking a look at Easter Sunday, beautiful sunshine with a high of 9. Right now, it's 4 in Montreal.
I just want to say, I know it's going to be nice on Sunday. The thing is, the Easter Bunny comes into everybody's house. There's going to be a lot of mud everywhere.
Yeah.
The Easter Bunny better clean its feet.
Sometimes he leaves traces.
I know, but like, come on, can't be too dirty. All right, let's do it. $1,000 with your name on it. You have 30 seconds to answer 10 really, really, really easy questions. When you do that, you win. Text the words easiest quiz to 92925. Now, good luck.